We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Full disclosure, the reason I was late for the last segment, and yes, I was late, I will own that.
You were fishing?
My oldest just got home from college.
Yeah.
So Marley's in the house, and when you say a tornado has come through, the green household, the best kind ever, and I'm just so excited that she's home. I would have taken the day if I didn't have to save them up, you know, for next week when I go back to Mayo. But I am so excited that she's home, and we just got to chatting away, and I was a few minutes late for the show.
That's okay. It's a good excuse.
Sorry about that.
You are forgiven.
Sorry about that. You know, the mental health, emotional well-being of college students and all teenagers has really been on the mind, the collective consciousness of the country these days. Often a stigma. You know, there's a stigma still involved, especially with young men getting help for emotional crises or any kind of, you know, emotional trauma that they are experiencing. And it's really important for all students to have a support system. I'm sure I check in with mine way too much, and I may not even be saying the right thing. I'm always like, how are you feeling emotionally? How are you doing? I'm just too obvious with it. You know, do you think you want to talk to somebody? Are you okay? I know I have cancer. Are you going to be okay? You know, is it too much stress? I'm sure I'm too overt, and maybe it is off-putting for them to say. I don't know, but that's why we're doing this next segment. Jessica Bryant is an education analyst with bestcolleges.com, and she is joining us with what to say and what not to say to college age kids and how to talk about mental health. So Jessica, we're so happy to have you on the phone.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I have a freshman in college, and, you know, her senior year was decimated because of COVID, of course. And all of these kids, no matter where they are in school, have had real strains on their education, on their social lives. And I believe they're probably experiencing a mental health crisis like we've never seen before. Is that where we are with the statistics? Is that accurate?
It is accurate, but what a lot of people haven't realized is that it is not at all uncommon for college students to experience changes to their mental health when they start school, even prior to the pandemic. College is a huge change in a student's life, and this is often the first time many of these students are learning how to juggle both their schoolwork with taking care of themselves in a completely new environment that has new demands.
So there is a blog called How to Talk to Students About Mental Health, What to Say to Students Who May Be Struggling. There's also What Not to Say. Let's start with the positive. You know, I said, I'm just real honest with my kids. I'm like, are you okay emotionally? How are you? Can you handle everything? Are you too stressed out? I just kind of go right there. But am I oversimplifying it? And what do you recommend on what to say to teenagers?
Absolutely. So I don't think you're oversimplifying it at all. It's always nice to check in with someone, but you do have to realize that just because you're checking in doesn't mean that this person is going to be ready to open up to you. When they are, though, here's what you want to do. You want to be an active listener. You want to say, I hear you. Just being there and listening to someone can make so much of a difference. And you want to be cautious about not interrupting when they start to share what they're going through. You want to show that you're engaged in this conversation. Another important thing to tell them is that it's okay not to be okay. You are not responsible for improving anyone's mental health. And I think as a parent, that's hard to hear because you want to fix things for them. But the best way to show them that you support them through this struggle is to let them know you care about them, that you're here for them, that you acknowledge their struggle, and that you love them just as they are. Mm-hmm. Another way to help is to ask them, how can I help? And something that I think a lot of people don't realize is that when it comes to mental health struggles, the help that you need might not always relate directly to the mental health struggles. When you're facing these challenges, things like grocery shopping, running errands, preparing food for yourself, they become a lot more difficult. And so you might need help doing those simple tasks just to get you through. And in turn, giving that help can really make a difference for someone.
Hey, Jessica, this is Paul, and I'm so glad you stress listening. In this day and age where everybody has an opinion and everybody feels the need to share that opinion, sometimes emphatically, the most important thing we can do is listen. And yet when you listen, I think many of us feel obligated to say something in response and try to help the situation. What shouldn't we be saying to college-age kids?
So one of the first things you want to avoid saying is, I understand what you're going through. It's often natural for us to try to relate to someone when they open up about something deeply personal because we want to show them that they're not alone. But in doing that, we can often make false comparisons and cause that person to shut down because we're now diminishing their feelings and what they're going through. If you have genuinely experienced mental health issues of your own, like anxiety or depression, it can be valuable to share these things with a person who's opening up to you. But you still only want to do that after you've listened actively and intently to what they have to say. Another thing you want to avoid is phrases like, things aren't so bad, or you'll get over it, because things are bad for this person. So diminishing, again, that's what we want to avoid. We don't want to diminish what this person is going through. We want to avoid giving that burst of positivity that we sometimes want to say that because we think they need it. Because in this moment, we don't know when their struggles are going to improve.
I love having verbiage because, you know, when you, I mean, I really hear that when you're saying, I understand what you're going through. We think that that is offering them comfort. Yeah, yeah, I know how you feel. I understand what you're going through. No, we don't. We don't understand how they feel. We never lived through a global pandemic. We didn't have the stressors that they have. And everyone is individualized, even if you have maybe suffered from depression. So I'm going to notch that one away. That's a really, really good one. Jessica, where can parents or anybody who's interested go for a little extra assistance on this?
On bestcolleges.com, we have a lot of resources available for students, parents, professors, even peers. If you feel that someone is struggling with their mental health and you don't know what to say, you can visit our website, find all the resources there, and we have some really interesting mental health statistics that are going to be coming out very soon, so you'll want to keep an eye on that.
Jessica Bryant, education analyst at bestcolleges.com. This was enormously helpful. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Yeah, see, there is a wrong thing to say sometimes, Paul. You know, that's interesting and helpful to know what it is so you don't come out with that.
And Jor, it's so tempting to say, well, you know, when I went to college, here's what I encountered and I got over it and here's how I coped with it. I think it is. Do you think it's harder for young people, not just college age, but 100%. Teenagers, harder? And take the pandemic out of it. Even without the pandemic, I would argue that it is more challenging. I mean, young people have online lives. They have their real lives. Mm-hmm. I just think it is more stressful, more distractions, more ways to get into trouble than I think even we had. And I'm glad I made most of my mistakes before the internet and that there isn't an ongoing record of every mistake, every stupid thing I said online.
I think it is harder. I think that we, you know, and a lot of times these kids put a lot of pressure on themselves, but they feel it from each other. You know, they feel it from social media, other people posting other things, so they think they have to keep up. There are different stressors that are happening today that we're not native, we're not technology native, so we'll never fully understand. So hopefully they can help their kids through it a little better than we can. This is the first generation of, you know, non-native tech folks raising native tech folks. It's a different kind of struggle.
Yeah, it is.
All right. It really is. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.